We don't have time for this.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamangal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh, my God. I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
Toddler support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Ring, ring.
I'm your host, Kate Roves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And it's a Friday.
And the dilemmas are throbbing.
Wait, sorry. You're on Kate Reeves.
All right, calm down.
This morning, Isla asked me if it's Reeve or Reeves.
All this time.
All this time. Her almost 10 years living with me and she was writing out my name. She's like, is it Reeve or Reeves? I was like,
girl.
It's Reeves. Wow. That's how much she cares about me.
Oh, bless
her. That's what a figure I am in her life, you know?
Not to make this about me.
But
the other day, Rafa goes, hey, Gemma Peanut. with this smile on her face. And I was like, what? She's like, you're Gemma Peanut.
Where did she hear it?
I don't know. But I mean, it's a worry. Around the traps.
Around the traps.
She knew what she was doing. Fuck, I hope not. Hey, 21-year-old Raph who's gone through the archives of this episode.
Nope, she's not gonna. She's not gonna care. I don't know how much I have to tell you that she's not gonna care about this podcast.
Okay, I just had a J-Lo moment, okay?
Yeah, you did.
I thought she would care.
Anyway, we do care about our DL who's called the Bat Phone today.
Don't rebrand the Bestie Hotline.
Sorry, we do care about the DL who has sent in her dilemma today. Who has called the Bestie Hotline? Jem, tell us.
She writes, hey, Jem and Revs, I'm 45, divorced, with a daughter and currently single. My best male friend is 44, single, no kids. Our relationship isn't romantic, but it is an intimate one in that we discuss everything about our lives from sex to finances to mental health, etc., like besties. We had a conversation recently that if in the next 10 years we still don't find ourselves in serious romantic relationships, should we consider combining our lives, our households, and personal savings? This includes buying a house together, but as friends. Frankly, I want the benefits of married life, the security, and the companionship. So my question is this something worth considering or is it too risky?
Ooh, I love this dilemma.
It's a throbby one.
It's throbbing.
She's juicy. Got a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
My initial feeling, because I know we're going to unpack this in detail, is why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
You know, families come in all shapes and sizes. Women especially are doing things differently now. Mm-hmm. We are breaking down the social norms. Mm-hmm. And can I just note that women over 50 occupy the highest percentage of homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Because of issues with not enough super. Mm-hmm.
Taking all that time out of the workforce to raise children.
To raise a family and a household and finding themselves out on the street after a potential divorce with little to nothing left to show. Mm-hmm. And women are combining forces. And
with each other.
Yes.
Yes. In
like
a big way.
Yes. Yeah. Flat sharing, house sharing, cohabitating.
Retiring together.
100p.
That's right.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah. So I guess the different detail in this dilemma is that it's her male bestie.
Well, I think that plays a part in the complicated nature of it potentially, because what she states is that if in 10 years they don't find that serious romantic relationship, so that indicates that there is almost like a timeline for still searching.
Well, I mean, it's such a classic game to play, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if we're both single at 30, that used to be the movie.
I feel like you're paying me out.
Well, this is a classic. You see it in every movie. We've all done it.
Yeah. Hey, Hubs and I did it.
We love
it. I'm giving myself away here. But we did.
Yeah.
When Hubs and I were 15, we were like, hey, one day if you like don't find your person and I don't find mine, should we do this?
I just go, yeah.
Yeah, because we're like siblings.
Yeah, because it's normally like a flirty game. It's not serious.
Yeah.
You're not genuinely saying to the person you say this to when you're 20 or whatever, hey, if we're both single at 40, let's get married and have a family. It's actually like a flirty thing to say. Mm-hmm. This is not that. This is a completely different scenario where she's
very
going,
pragmatic.
perfect. She says, I want all the benefits of a married person, which I get. But, you know, am I really going to be still looking at that age and stage, or do I want a live-in partner? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can definitely tell you from my mum and her other single friends, they're like, oh, we've got it made, you know? Mm. I don't want to, like, my mum's quote-unquote wash someone's dirty socks.
I love that that's the thing.
That's the thing. You know, she's out the other side. She's no longer has a domestic partner, but she has her life set up
exactly
how she wants it.
Full agency to do whatever she wants with her time.
And we know women are the ones doing all the domestic labor, but women are also the ones leaving the relationships, you know? Mm-hmm. The divorce, what's the statistic at the moment? It's always moving, but it's something in the 60%
right.
of women being the instigators for divorce.
Interesting. So I didn't know that.
All this stuff coming together is like, well, we know from the data that married men do better. Mm-hmm. They do better at work. Their mental health is better. They live something like 4 years longer.
Than if they weren't married.
Than if they weren't married.
Curious.
But married women are worse off.
Yes.
You know, it's the opposite of that. They do worse. You know, mm-hmm. they do worse off. And women are leaving marriages in droves. So there's definitely a change afoot that's happening because we all grew up, right, being told the story that you meet your person, you start a family, and that's how it goes. Mm. You grow old together, then you retire, and then you look after the grandkids and blah, blah, blah. But obviously everything is changing. As you say, families are coming in different shapes and sizes, and people are saying, well, what if we threw out the rule book?
Mm-hmm.
What could life look like if I wasn't searching for one person to give me everything, starting with the romantic relationship, and then everything needs to come from that relationship? Are there other ways?
Well, I think women especially are making their most important relationship the one with themselves these days.
Yes.
And often men can hinder that, get in the way, and actually become a burden
for
freedom, in inverted commas.
Totally. And we've started to understand that you can't get everything from one person.
You just cannot. Yeah. So you got to fill your cup in other ways. Yeah. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
And I think that makes for a healthy marriage.
Totally.
To be honest, is to not be completely codependent and enmesh all areas of your life, from friendships, relationships, hobbies, work. Like it doesn't work. That's a recipe for disaster.
But there are insane benefits of having two incomes
100%.
And one household, mm-hmm. obviously. And that's what she's saying. Like, I want that, you know?
So she's trying to be smart here. She's trying to future-proof her life from a financial POV. Now, I just want to break down and get into the nitty-gritty and granular about the details because I balked at the combining savings.
Okay.
Because I don't know if that's a necessary step. I'm not sure why you can't be like flatmates where you pay off the mortgage equally or however you want to work out the split of that. But she's got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that comes some extra costs, I guess, in groceries, for example.
Yep.
I don't know if we're going to get really detailed. Like, that kid has more showers using the water more. Like, I'm getting too granular.
If you went that granular, this is not the setup for you. If you were like, I'm going to move in with my best you could buy houses so we can live like married people. Now, you had two showers this week. So I think you should transfer me $30.
But why can't we look at a mortgage like rent?
Yep.
Right? So you chip in that part and maybe you want to combine groceries or whatever. Maybe you have a shared account.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fine. But I think there still needs to be a healthy separation there.
I think this is personality based. Okay. You know? For me, if I was going to do something like this, I would want to have the ease and flow of marriage where it was just, well, you just contribute to the household. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But she did say risky, Revs.
Yes. Yeah, so what concerns. Do we think? There. What do we think the risks are?
I can think of many. What if they have a falling out? Like, what if they're not compatible housemates? Like, I've lived with friends. I will declare this is in my late teens and early 20s, but like, you flat share, there's tension. It's very different being best friends with someone and enjoying life and each other's company outside of the household. Mm. It's very different when you bring it into that very intimate
full-time
space.
Yeah.
Also, who's to say you might not find your romantic love beyond those 10 years.
Yeah.
It's interesting, this timeline, if in 10 years, so she's declaring by 50 plus.
55, yeah.
Okay. But like, people find great loves in their 60s. 70s. Like your mum, yeah. for example, is dating. And, yeah. and you know what? While we're on the topic of Janma, I love that she has found a great love and she's exploring that relationship. And interestingly, at their ages, they have agreed to continue to live separately because they're both very independent with their finances. They've got their own mortgages, their own homes, yeah. whatever it is, but they're choosing not to combine households, but still have all the benefits of a romantic relationship. Yeah. So that's something in its own shape.
And that's anecdotally, you see a lot of that. Like people that get together later in life, you often don't see them move in and because they're set up,
but,
you know?
But there's a privilege that yeah. comes with that.
Yeah.
And I guess what our DL is looking at is the single income, the financial fears, the stresses, all of that stuff, and trying to create almost like a safety net, not just for her, but for her male bestie as well.
Totally. And like if you both have a need, could you meet that need for each other together and make life better on the whole for everybody and create a family?
Yeah.
It's just in a different shape. We all know this from our closest friends and intergenerational friendships, all the things we have in our life that aren't typical, you know that a family is not just what you're born into or based on a romantic relationship. We're a family, you and me, you know, and that's got nothing to do with any of those things. I think the biggest risks for me, if I was thinking about it for myself, would be, well, I think 55, say they're both 55, there would be a higher chance he would meet someone who wasn't keen on the setup. And then what does that mean for her?
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Obviously, this isn't, you know, every situation, but the likelihood of a 55-year-old man meeting a 35-year-old woman or a 40-year-old woman post-divorce, which there will be another wave, you know.
It's higher.
Who wants to have a serious domestic relationship is probably higher than if she did. But, you know, she might also meet someone who doesn't like the setup. And I guess you just have to have that in place. Look, what is the commitment? What happens if one of us meets someone and we want to go our separate ways? What does that mean?
But Revs,
yeah.
the same risk applies in marriage.
That's exactly where I was going to go next.
Yeah.
We are kidding ourselves if we think that risk isn't there in a marriage.
Yeah.
It could happen to anyone at any stage of the marriage. Doesn't matter if you've been married 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Anything could happen. Someone changes, someone cheats, someone outgrows the other person, someone doesn't want it anymore. You know, it happens.
Or they both amicably choose to separate. And go their separate ways.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a big one, isn't it?
Would you do it?
I would.
You would?
Yes. Because can we talk about companionship?
Yeah.
Because that's a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can speak to loneliness because you've experienced it post your divorce when you were single for a while. It was tough.
Yeah.
And you, like me, like we've got a lot of love to give. We enjoy being in a partnership.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to put myself in that position. The answer for me would absolutely be yes. And I would be willing to take the risk of like a friendship divorce down the track. But I think like anything, you've got to live in the now and the present. And if that's the right move in that moment, say in 10 years time, you go heart first, all in, full tilt and cross that bridge later because we make the same leap of faith when we get married.
Yep.
So what is the difference?
What's the difference? It's so funny. I've got KFC, my UK bestie, staying with me at the moment, and it's a dream. My kids have two mums. There's two adults who know how to get the stuff done in the apartment. Like, we're a very well-oiled machine. I don't have to do anything for her. She doesn't have to do anything for me, but she helps me with the kids. The meal prep's done. It's tidy. The washing, you know, it's just done because it's two women. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, wow, this is so much easier than doing it all on my own. And, you know, it's funny, the time after separation can feel like the first year, it's amazing. It's hard, but you can also feel, okay, I've got this second act in my life and you've learned so much about yourself. You have to sit with yourself and the alone time can be really valuable, but that does get wearing over time and it does get lonely. And yeah, it is scary because even if you split your kids, people sometimes say this to me because it's like, well, you're single, but your kids aren't with you full time or you've got a partner. You know, those kind of nuances really annoys people if you say you're a single mum, but there's all these nuances. Yes, I have my kids 50% of the time with me, but I don't get to pay 50% internet bill. You know, I don't get to pay 50% of the mortgage because I only need the second bedroom half the week.
You have a single income household.
I still run a household on my own. Sure, the groceries might be a little less every second week. week, yeah. but I still run a household on my own. It's stressful.
Of course it is.
And if I'm having a hard month or whatever, then it's just on me. Like there's no one to strategize with, sit down and work out. Now, sometimes I love that. You know, there are pros to that. Sometimes it's like, well, this is all mine and I do it how I want. I don't answer to anyone. But yeah, there is also that loneliness in like, well, I'm on my own here and I have to make this work on my own.
Yeah.
So it's personality, you know. But coming home to someone is a really special thing. And yeah, that doesn't have to be romantic.
No.
Coming home to your best friend or coming home to your kids.
It's downloading the day with someone, because you're not going to call someone and go, hey, today I did this and run through it like a shopping list. But with your housemate, your best friend or your husband or whatever, you get to download your day and they care. Like if you live together.
You're invested in each other's lives.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, like from what I hear, romantic relationships turn into this kind of companionship flatmate thing. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, obviously, but a lot of them do as you get post 60 or whatever. So, I mean, as you say, what really is the difference?
100p.
Yeah. I guess you just have to have it set up at the top. Like, okay, let's run through all the scenarios. What if you want this? What if this? What if one of us gets sick? What if we have a major life change? You know, who is responsible for what?
I just
have to go through it all.
It sounds so boring. And practical and sensible, yes. but you do need to draw up some sort of agreement and contract with a lawyer, with legal, to make sure that you are protected.
Yeah.
Because, you know, friends can fuck over friends. It doesn't not exist.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. There is a contract with this relationship, especially if you're going to combine finances to buy a property.
Mm.
Obviously, make sure both your names are on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because, like, what's the financial contribution there? Can you contribute the same amount, different amounts to get the kind of like, you know, it's like a marriage.
Yeah.
It really is. Like the word marriage isn't just solely dedicated to what we know to be marriage.
Originally, it wasn't even for love. Love had nothing to do with it.
Absolutely a contract.
It was for this exact reason. Yeah. Combine households, two people contributing to one household to raise the children or to have the life, to make life doable, because we understand as human beings, doing life on your own is very challenging. That's literally what marriage was about, like advancing the family.
Yeah.
So everyone can thrive, you know, so
it really warms my heart though, this idea of women who do find themselves single, whether that's chosen or whether it's forced upon them, that they gravitate to each other and have each other to lean on. I think that's really beautiful. And I think that needs to happen more rather than doing life solo.
Do you know what I'd want to do?
What would you want to do?
I'd want to do a trial period before the big, you know what I mean? Like I'd want to go, let's rent a house together for 12 months or let's do a summer together somewhere, you know what I mean? Something like that, like do a kind of dress rehearsal with all the factors and see how it felt and give each other an out if at the end it felt wrong, or like just have a little dress rehearsal.
I think that's brilliant.
Can you do that?
You've had flatmates and housemates in the past. You've had some great ones and you've had some not so great ones.
Sure have.
Tell you what, the not so great ones.
No fun.
They're like dating stories, horror stories.
There's nothing worse than not wanting to go home, right? That's what you'd want to avoid. But again, plenty of people find themselves in marriages where they don't want to go home.
And also, plenty of people are lonely in their marriages.
Yes.
That's a very real thing.
Loneliness is not exclusive to single people.
It isn't. In fact, a few DLs have mentioned this in our Facebook group about, you know, I've been married for such and such years, but I've never felt lonelier.
And can we talk about the relationships where, sure, there's two incomes, but someone does not financially contribute, or they have debt, you know.
Oh, gosh. You know what was heartbreaking in the Facebook group recently? A DL shared anonymously in our safe space that she found out her husband had enormous gambling debt and she was trying to figure out how she felt about this and what she was now taking on board. And she was offered beautiful advice from our community.
She was. But, you know, that's very lonely to be like, cool, I didn't make this problem, but I'm going to help with the solution.
Yeah.
Partnership is valuable.
Yeah.
That is a juicy one. We need to open this up in Facebook. I want to hear what you guys think about this. Would you do this? Would you trial it out? Do you think there's a difference if it's a male-female dynamic versus female-female or intergenerational maybe?
Imagine if they could meet in each other's needs sexually.
Oh, as well?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's just, like, babe.
Do you think that complicates
You're living in a fantasy.
I don't know. Like, I'm just
curious. Do you think that complicates things? Yes.
Well, they're both heterosexual. I'm like, you know, why not?
No, no. You'd have to keep, if they were, no. Find someone. someone else, not your flatmate. Don't shit where you eat. Have you heard that before?
Yeah. I know. All right. Do it at the other person's house who also lives with their best friend.
Or if you're combining finances, make sure you have spare rooms or wings or you're on the opposite sides of the
house.
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
I would need my own bathroom. I'm not going to share a bathroom with this guy.
Right, she's got high needs.
Yeah. If I'm doing this, it's for a real life upgrade, you know?
Fair.
Yeah.
On that note, DLs, that brings us to the end of another Bestie Hotline. And as always, we will be back in your ears bright and early on Tuesday with a normal episode.
I love you guys. I'm just laughing because I'm thinking like you don't even share a bathroom with your actual husband and you're like, oh, you need another bathroom.
I feel like we've got it made, to be honest. A separate bedroom,
separate bed, separate bathroom.
I know we're supposed to end the episode, but Hubs and I, we were talking because he got relegated to the spare room. And, you know, the spare room is always the neglected room. Sure. It hasn't been styled.
No one cares except you, Jem. But anyway.
Well, anyway, I had a conversation with him.
Your husband doesn't need it styled to think it's a better room.
Plot twist. Oh. He's like, hey, because we're doing this separate room thing and it's really working for both of us and we can't foresee a future where we would ever share a room again. Like, I have chosen very feminine linen because he doesn't sleep there. It's lovely.
Yeah,
like
I can make Jem's room.
It's Jem's room and his room is absolutely now his room.
Yep.
He's like, hey, is there any opportunity? Could you style my room and make it like feel like a proper room? And I was like, can I style your room? I was like, yes. Music to my, give me the budget. I'll go through Pinterest. Do we want wallpaper? He's like, I'd love some built-ins. I'm like, we can work with that. He's like, I could do with more storage. You know, it's fun.
Great. Yeah. Yes.
And it works for us. Anyway,
love it.
To each their own. Happy for as you guys. They say. Anyway, we're going to end this episode, but we love you, DLs.
Love that Iggy got a room before your husband.
Look, we thought it was temporary.
Okay,
it's been 4 years.
Shut this down.
Shut this down.
We love you. Have a great weekend. Bye.